City in Color is the stage name of Canadian singer and songwriter Dallas Green. Now, once upon a time, he was with a raucous group called Alexis on Fire. Group members described their music as, quote, the sound of two Catholic high school girls in mid-knife fight. Music for the whole family on a Saturday morning, but Dallas Green had a different side to him, too, and he's now releasing his fourth solo album as City and Color, The Hurry and the Harm. Do you detect a slight difference? Dallas Green joins us now from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And first off, I need to congratulate you for not only having a spectacular music career, but managing the Philadelphia Phillies to the World Series a number of years ago. How do you crowd that into a life so young?
You know, that's actually who I'm named after.
Well, tell us the story, if you could.
Well, I'm born September 29th, 1980, just shortly before the Phillies won the World Series. And my mother wanted to name me Graham Todd, and my father said, no thanks. He had placed a bet on the Philadelphia Phillies to win the World Series, and they subsequently did. So my last name was Green, and he thought, well, let's just name him Dallas.
And City and Color kind of comes from that, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I thought Dallas is a city, green is a color, and that way I can kind of make it whatever I want it to be.
How do you, if I might put it this way, reconcile the two different musical styles we heard at the top, Alexis on Fire and City in Color?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was very, very young. And with that came an amplified guitar and learning, you know, my favorite rock band songs. And so I always had an interest in, I guess, aggressive music or loud music. But I also started singing and realized that I had a pretty good sense of melody. And then my head was always kind of torn between wanting to play my guitar really, really loud, but also I felt very comfortable playing a guitar quietly and singing quietly as well. But why are we so worried? More about the hurry. And less about the harm. Always trying to conquer that which does not offer anything more than a broken heart. Oh, what a cause for love.
I promise to ask this question of the Beach Boys one day if I ever get a chance. How did you begin to sing up here like that?
You know, I don't really know. Probably the quick answer would be I started listening to Jeff Buckley when I was 14 years old and tried to sing along to him. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of like taking singing lessons. If you can start trying to get up where he goes. With singing, for me, it's something that I'm always striving to be better at. I take a lot of pride in myself of being a good singer, and I want to be a good singer. And so with that, I'm constantly trying to develop my range, whether it be singing lower or singing higher or singing louder or softer, and sort of finding the intricacies and a good dynamic in the human voice.
Maybe it's the Canadian influence, but of course I immediately wondered about Neil Young.
Oh, of course. I mean, even if you don't listen to Neil, I think it's still sort of in your DNA as a Canadian singer-songwriter. But I happen to listen to him and admire him. But I'm also a very big fan of the way he has sort of carved out a very long career doing what he's wanted to do, whether it be write the acoustic record or make a Crazy Horse record or make the electronic record. Or he's always just sort of followed what he thinks is the right path. And whether or not he loses his fans or certain fans and critics and things like that, he sort of just seems to stay true to himself, and I really look at that more than I do the songwriting as something that I'd like to follow in.
Didn't you perform his song "Old Man" at the Juno Awards a couple of years ago? That's the sort of the Canadian Grammys.
I did. Yes, I got to sing it in front of him. He was there in attendance, so that was a pretty big moment for me.
Did he smile?
Yeah, they did. They cut to him in the television broadcast while we were singing it, or while I was singing it, and he did crack a little smile. I didn't meet him that night, and a lot of people did, and a lot of people asked me, you know, did you meet him? And I said no, but I did get to sing one of his songs in front of him, and that to me is much more honorable and much better than just a quick little handshake and an introduction from two people.
Well, what can music do for people? What would you like your music to do for people?
Well, when I think of the simplest answer, I think about what I wanted all along when I was younger was I wanted to make people feel the way that I felt when I heard a great song. And whatever that feeling is can be different for other people. And I always sort of say I would like people to just take from my music what they need. I've always really appreciated the fact that I can write a song about something that means a lot to me and has to do with something in my own life, but I can meet someone on the street who has the same song has affected them in a completely different way or helped them through something in their life that they were just able to listen to that song and relate to it completely without knowing me, met me before. And I think that's the greatest part about music, that 100 people can listen to the same song and they can all take 100 different things from it.
What song would you like us to go out on?
Maybe if I had to pick, my favorite song on the new record is a song called Two Coins.
Mr. Green, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Dallas Green, also known as City in Color, his new album is called The Hurry and the Harm. Northwest is where I'm headed. Underneath the golden sky. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. I'm searching for